I also wanted to mention, David, your book, White Flower. We haven't talked much about this. I'm not sure if this is a children's book. It worked perfectly well for me as an adult. Why don't you give the synopsis of White Flower and people can look it up, and please mention to them who you think is going to most benefit from having it.
Sure. It's based on a true story. It does look like a children's book. It's illustrated and it's in rhyme, rather Seussian boxy rhymes, but it's based on the true story of a really brilliant and creative response to a white supremacist rally in Knoxville, Tennessee in 2007. So May 26, 2007, some Klan and neo-Nazi folk gathered in Knoxville to have what was slated to be a four-hour protest in a public park. They pulled that permit and they were having this rally, and as is usually the case with those kinds of things, hundreds of counter-protesters came out, some of whom were screaming back, understandably, at the screamers, and some of whom, you know, were responding in various ways. But this one troop, rooted in a group called Mountain Justice, an environmental organization there in eastern Tennessee, these folks came up with a really brilliant response. They showed up in full clown regalia, and when the Klan started chanting white power, they all sort of held their hands up to their ears and listened like they couldn't quite understand what they were saying, and then decided to join in because this was a rally for white flour. And they pulled out bags of flour and started having a flour fight with each other and laughing and being silly, throwing flour all over the place. And they kind of worked that gag for a few minutes, and the people around them started laughing at what was going on. They worked that gag for a few minutes, and then they said, oh, I don't think that was it. I think actually this is a rally for white flowers. And they started handing out flowers to people. And people were smiling. And then they said, no, that wasn't it at all. I think we're hearing them wrong. This is actually a rally for tight showers. And they held up a camp shower and crowded beneath it. And then they threw toilet paper and said, it's wipe power, and chanted wipe power, and threw it at each other, not across the street. Finally, they were dancing around in their wedding dresses, chanting wife power, wife power. So the effect was that all of the hatred that the Klan was trying to stir up dissipated. You know, it very effectively subverted their goals because people were laughing and having fun and basically ignoring them. And I found that story, this actually happened, right? I found that story so incredibly inspiring as an example of what Walter Wink used to call a third way response, neither fight nor flight, but something creative that actually gets the goal met, which is to subvert the work that they're doing so much more effectively than responding to their hatred with hatred and their violence with violence, which really just amplifies their cause, or running away. And, you know, you always hear people say when something like that happens, look, all they want is attention, just ignore them. But that's not good enough, because the people they're attacking, whether that's you or other people that you care about, can feel abandoned. And they feel abandoned because they're being abandoned. When that kind of statement is being made, we do need to respond to it somehow. Otherwise, it stands, and that's not okay. So I think we often will justify our inaction by confusing that with an organized freeze-out. Now, an organized freeze-out is really impressive. In 1986 in Davidson, North Carolina, they did an amazing job of this, a little rally, and they managed to get every shop on the town square to close. And they handed out flyers inviting people to an event on the other side of the town, telling them not to go downtown. The Klan got there, formed up their little parade, and only marched halfway across the square because nobody was there to see it, and they went home. Now, that takes a lot of organization. That's not the same thing as let's just stay home. So the White Flower book is really not about racism. It's about nonviolence. It's about creative responses to aggression, and it takes place in the context of a really horrible racist thing. So because of that, I don't recommend it for really small children. You got to be ready to have a conversation with your kids about the Klan before they're really going to be ready for this book. So I sort of say third or fourth grade. But because it's a funny story, and it's also inspiring, and it also provides such a clear example of creative nonviolence, I think it's an important tool to start the conversation. It doesn't end the conversation, but it can start it. And the last few lines in the book, I guess, sum it up. It says this: and what would be the lesson of that shiny southern day? Can we understand the message that the clown sought to convey? It seems that when you're fighting hatred, hatred's not the thing to use. So here's to those who march on in their big red floppy shoes.
Hooray! We all need a pair of big red floppy shoes.
I think we do.